gully erosion dots the landscape in Urala community in Idiato North Local Government Area of Imo State. There seems to be light at the end of the tunnel as the Imo State government has entered into a partnership with the World Bank through the Nigerian Erosion and Watershed Management Project, NEMAP, to flag up a 9 billion naira project to control the damaging effect of erosion in the area. Before the flag off event, Governor Iedia and the NEMAP team inspect the erosion sites. Done with inspection, the team meets here with indigenes of the community for the groundbreaking ceremony.
Some of the challenges that we used to have for dealing with erosion is that once work has started, you see the community converting that erosion, that the gully, the culvert that has been done, is being converted into refuse dump. I plead with you that the work in Urala should not experience this, because that will weaken the structure and will cause more flooding.
While urging members of the community to support and cooperate with the contractors for the success of the project, Governor Iedia promises that his administration will continue to raise the bar of governance in the state.
This is a humongous project being implemented for the sake of humanity. That essentially is the work. I won't play politics here, but let me repeat that to whom much is given, much is given.
This is not the first time the NEMAP team will be signing a contract on erosion with the Imo State government. According to the project coordinator, work stops on specific erosion sites in the state in 2016 due to the failure of the state government to pay its counterpart funding for the erosion projects. With this renewed partnership, gully erosion in Idiato North Local Government Area of Imo State should be getting the desired attention. Eyitope Kuteyi, Channels Television News.